Okay, we are holding in Simon Tzadi Dalid. We're up to Tess. A person who is compelled, forced due to circumstances to daven while seated. So when you have a chance, you should daven again while standing up. Again, we'll have to see what the Mishnah Berurah says about this. You don't have to add anything new into your Shmona Esrei. Whereas, you know, normally when you do a Tashlumen or an Adava, one does add in something new, so it is not required over here. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Hey. Miyushav, you are seated. Hu adin b'mahalech b'derech. Same thing would apply if you were, yeah, we learned earlier, if you had you're walking while davening. Chavav kishayucha, when you're able to now. Dahainu shlo avar zmana. It's not too late, it's not past the zmana tefillah. Chavdad ein tzorich, you're not required to add something new. What does that mean? Rotsa lomar. Gezeh lohave kimispa'la b'toras nadova. This is not a tefillah nadova, a voluntary. The guy malon the common we learn late, we will learn later on as with Hashem b'simon kuf zayin tzarich lechadish bo, you have to add something new. So for example, you would put in, insert the name of a chol or something you didn't daven the first time. You do not need to do that over here. The ladina hiskima achronim she'ein tzarich lachzor, because really you do not have to. What's it called? Go back and daven again. L'hispala she'is the second time. V'chein haminag. So the Mishnah says that our minhag is not like what the Mechaber wrote. The Mechaber says you do daven a second time, our minhag is not like that. You do not daven a second time. Nevertheless, im who wrote, if it wants, yochle hispalo shenis betoras nadova, you could. Im who batuach sheyechaving libo tefilah. So if you're confident that you'll be able to have kavana in your second tefillah, when shekosef sof simin kuf zayin, in this case, you do not have to add anything new. The fact that you're davening now, that is the chiddush itself that you're davening. That's the same thing as Sefer Giborim says this. In the Dirshu 29, he points out that if a person had a suffix as to whether or not they need to daven again, then one could do so in that case. I mean, that was the Mechaber. Now starts the Rama. Mishabah b'derech v'hu samach l'malon. You're coming and you're close to a non-Jewish inn. So im yochel lehistalek min haderech. You're able to, so to speak, you know, withdraw yourself and go to a spot on the side of the road. A place where the people who are also walking by aren't going to disrupt you. Then what you should, that's what you should do. Yistalik sham daven there before you get to this non-Jewish inn. Don't daven in the place where there's going to be all these getchkas, all these avodah zaras. You're not going to get. I guess the best way to like not be distracted or disrupted by them. It's unable to. You just can't stop. Whatever it is, Malcolm Shloyaf Sikuhum, the place is not going to interrupt you. In that case, he's probably Malone, but Ezekir and Zovis. So then you're going to go into a corner and daven there. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavches Min Haderech. He said that you should basically go to the side of the road and you'll daven there. Yishmon Esrei Chavches B'Malone Shel Ov De. Gilulim, a place where it's a non-Jewish inn. Shebavada yeshbo gilulim b'toevos. Certainly, it's going to have idols and other things that are disgusting there. Ve'ein lehachnis sham dovar shebekedusha. You should not daven in a place of like that. In the 30, that brings down also fasting from Ramosha. He says to daven and reform a conservative is also usur. For the same reason over here, Shahare Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashem. We just added recently in the Kriyas Torah, Omer Kitzesi Es Ha'ir. When I go out of the sea, that's what I'll daven for. I think it was the Machabara to stop. Lo Rothless Pal of Mitzrayim Lefisha Haisa Malaya Geluim. Moshe didn't want to daven in Mitzrayim because it was filled with getchkas, filled with idols. Lamed, it should be Shalo Yivabaluhu Bnei Habayis. That the people, in the house aren't going to disrupt him. Tzarech loimer b'soif acher tevas keren zovis. Really, this should be put here as part of his own daven in the corner. Rotzalom means like this. Shelo yachush rak them so keren zovis shelo yivaluhu. That really the only thing you're looking for in this corner is a place that's not going to disrupt you. Avalo yachush legilum. You don't have to be concerned about the idols. Shaharikol tefilaseinu bayaros maleos gilulim, because every city we have has an idol. There's no city in America that doesn't have some sort of idol in it. Alabakoisel mizrachim, but on the eastern wall, sham tilulim gilulim, that's where they have the actual idols hanging up like that. Al yispalel la'oisetzad. do not face that direction. El tzad acher, face a different direction. Af apish ein mizrach, even though it's not going to be the east. The im eifshar lesaleik min haderech. If it's going to be impossible for you to go to the side of the road, but tzarich lespal mahalech om yusham, you have to down while you're walking or you're seated. Gam the malon yodei shehu shlo yimtzu keren zavis shlo yivalu. And you also know when you get to this inn, you're not going to be a place they're not going to bother you. Mutal hispal baderech yushav om mahalech. So it's better daven beforehand on the way while seated walking. Came jaaz yoch lechav ben yosher. You have better kavana there than when you get to the inn where everyone's going to bother you. Because malkom. And yochle ispala b'malon b'bika or b'chotzer or b'gina mutav. If you would have a chance to daven in a place with like a field or the chotzer, like the courtyard or a garden or something like they're gonna have that. The yitzidei shneihem yispala b'meunad b'kavana. So this would be better to do it because you get both things. You could stand while davening and you could have kavana when davening. Okay. That is the end of Simen Tzadi Dal. Now we begin Tzadi Hey. This Simen is going to discuss one's body posture when davening. So says the Mechaber in Aleph. Yechavin raglav zeh etzel zeh bekevon ki'ilu ein ele echad. That you should put your feet together, so it's as if there's only one foot. Lahidamois lemalachim, to compare yourself, to make yourself similar to an angel. Dichsi behem, it's written by them. Raglehen regel yishar. They had one straight foot. Kolomer, raglehem nirim kiregel echad. Their feet looked as if there was only one. Yesh omer kesh omer lehispala yelech lefon of shlosh psios. One should step forward, three steps. Derech keruv v'hagosha v'dalver shetzarech lasoyis, the way of respectfully approaching something that you are required to do. Says now the Mishnah Berurah, Aleph. Yichavin raglav, b'di eved, technically speaking, after the fact, afili im lo kivin raglav, klal yotze. Even if you did not have your feet together, they were spread out, then you would be yotze with that. Bays, the reason why we put our two feet together is lihidamos lamalachim, because we want to make ourselves similar, resembling like a malach. Shekev and shemedaber im hashchina, because since a person is speaking to the shchina, tsarich lisalek kol machshavos aguf milibo, you have to remove all bodily thoughts from yourself, from your heart. Lidamos keilu hu malach, and picture yourself like I'm a malach. Vafilu im hu yoshe ba'agol, and even if you are seated in the wagon when it's driving, kol malchim yechavin ragel, you still should have your feet together while seated when you're davening your shmona esrei. Odkos writes more, Sha'al Yismuch az la'achorav v'loyehe muta litzdodim. That a person shouldn't be like leaning behind him or shouldn't leaning to the sides. Va'al yifshod raglav, don't stick your feet out. Va'al yarkivem zel zed, don't put like one over the other like that. Nipnei shekol zeh, all these types of postures, feet spread out, da da da, huderech gaiva. That's a very haughty way to daven. Ela yoshe v'rosh kofuf, you should sit with your head bent. That's the proper, from the Teres Zakein, he brings us that's the proper posture one should have when davening. In Gimel, it says, yelech lefana, you take three steps forward. You do not have to take three steps back in order to take three steps forward. That's unnecessary. But somehow the minhag became to nevertheless take three steps back. When were the Maharil? Many of the minhagim are brought down that we have are from the Maharil. So he would stand up for his Shmona Esrei by Shachris, Masai, Shehischil, Shashlich Tiber, Tehilos, Lekelo Yon. With that part of the, right before the Shmona Esrei, that's when the Maharil would stand up. And when it would be by mincha time, when he would go down to start davening, that's when he would stand. Uva arvis by marav kishe hischil hashlich tzibur kaddish. When the shlichi would start the kaddish, that's when the maharil would stand up. The gam yasir az keicho veneo. Person should also remove any like saliva or stuff from your nose. The chol davar shemavalbel. Hamivabel, machshavto. Anything that's going to disturb his thoughts should be taken care of in advance, so they're ready. They're in the zone. They're ready to daven. That is Aleph. Beis tzarich sheyachov rosh ma'at. Your head should be bowed, bent over a little bit. She'enav lemate la'aretz, and your eyes should be facing downward towards the ground. The yachshov, and you should imagine ki'ilu omi b'beis hamigdash. Imagine that you're standing in the beis hamigdash. Ubelivu yechavein lamal l'shamayim. And in your heart, you're thinking towards Hashem. Spoken out that the yisod is based on the Ritva and Erevin, that a person halachically is where their thoughts are. And if a person's, all of their thoughts are that I'm in the Beis HaMikdash right now. So that means every Jew, wherever they are, throughout the world, when they're davening, they're picturing themselves being in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's an inyan of Kibbutz Golios. That's what the Satmar Rebbe explains. So that's the machshava behind it. To be thinking about them, we're all coming together and davening together. Says the Mishnah now in Sivkotan Dalid, Shiu Einav, Ayin Le'el, look, we wrote earlier, Simin Tzadi, Sivkotan Ches, the Mishnah Berurah. So over there, he's working to resolve a contradiction. What you should be looking down, you should be looking up at the windows. So the way that the Mishnah Berurah brings, I think from the Magen Avraham, if I remember, that the pshat is, really, you're supposed to be looking downward. But if you get confused or your mind starts to wander, something, then look upwards in order to get some inspiration, right? To refocus. That's how the Mishnah Berurah learns. Habach Kosov had to resolve it. Dekodim Shiaschil his pal, before you start davening, then you stalk with Cholonos. That's when you should look to the windows before you begin, right? Klape Shemaya, Kadesh, Yehli Bonichin. That will bring a person to thoughts of humility. And then while you're davening, then your eyes should be looking down. Okay, hey, lamata la'aretz va'osun hamagbihin roshehem ve'enehem lamala kemabitin al hagag. So a person, those who, you know, look upward, right, in their head, like they're looking, things, so not nice things about them. Hamalochim malagim aleihem. The angels are laughing, they're mocking a person like this. It's not the proper posture. The kol suprim megadim she'ein lasos tenua mishuna. A person shouldn't make any strange type of gestures when they're davening. V'yochid, when you're alone, reshus. Then you're allowed to. Belobitzi, but not when you're davening with everybody. V'frak leharim kol chidoyim, to daven very loud. Now again, in general, davening with without loud helps a person have better kavanah. So that's a good thing. Here, what he's talking about is that people are going to make fun of you, and that's going to cause them to do an avera. They're going to start making fun of the guy who's davening loudly. Anyone who doesn't close their eyes during the Shmona Esrei, they won't be zoiche to see. They looked when they weren't supposed to, so the Shina won't. They won't see the Shechina when they're supposed to. But if you're looking into the Siddur, that's not a problem. That's what a person should be doing. They should be looking into a Siddur or their eyes closed. Okay, Gimel. Maniach yadav alibo kifusin. Pirish kishurin. Hayimonis al hasmolis. The proper posture, you have your hands like clasped over your heart. And you should stand, in front of like an eved in front of his servant with an awe, a fear, and a dread. Lo yaniach yadav al chalotzov. A person shouldn't put their hands like on their loins. Mipnei shehu derech yuhur. That's like a spiritual show off type of person. I'm the common reish simin sadi zayin. Okay, so where how your hand should be? Libo in sifkatan. Vav says the Mishnah Berurah over your heart. B'makom shenogin la'amod kein lifnei hamelech kishemedabrimo v'sholem me'ito tzarcheihem. This is the way that a person would stand before a king when they're making a request for him. Hakol k'minan hamakom. Everything goes according to what the time and place how a person would stand. Ufseif asar ma'moros kosov b'shem ha'ari shi'anichu zroosam al libam. So he brings from the really you should put your arms like over your heart, like it would be like your right arm would go over your left arm. Yamonis al smolis, right? B'shem ha-ramak, that's Ramosha Kardov. Sheyachov ha-gudo betoch pisas hayad. You should insert your finger into your hand. Okay? Meaning into your, like you clasp it and then the thumb goes into the other hand. The right thumb would go into your left fist. Okay, Sivkat and Zion be'em with an awe. Yesh lehis noea b'shas tefilah mishum kol atzmoise tamarna Hashem yichamocha. Some shuckle, some move their whole body when davening as a sign of to fill his pasuk that to get into it. More of my kochos are put into the davening. The deer she brings over here in the back. In 17, im yodesh zeh mafriya l'shcheinov tefilah, but it's going to disturb the guy next to you, then it's better not to do it. You're saying, Davin, this guy's shaking it up. So it's better not to. Okay. Dalid, tov lechavein raglav gam b'shah she'oyme kedusha im shliach tzibur. It's good idea to have your feet together when saying kedusha as well. And Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay says shaharei oimrim k'shem shemakdishim oso b'shmei marom, because that's what saying we're doing the same thing, like we're you know praising you the same way that they do up in Shemayim. Now, the perfumer Baron Cutler, he did not keep his feet together the entire time. Based upon there's a chumra over here from the Eli Rabbah, and someone said something to him. He's like, well, "What are you talking about? You don't have to do that." If you look in the issue 18, va'ad masa yaman kiraglav tsmudoi zulazu. How long do you have to keep your two feet together? Eli Rabbah, this is what the person was talking about. Or hashulchan kafachayim shkosu shiyaman kach ad siyam birchas hakel hakadosh. So you should stay until the end. That's not required by the literal law, but that is a chumra here from the Eli Rabbah. V'shut shevet halevi bi'er shebesof abrachem es emes ha'kedusha v'frat le'eleh ha'misayimim l'dor v'ador v'shut ha'naktish shar mamish me'ein siyam ha'kedusha. That's like the end of it. That's why you would keep it together till the end. V'chein sov reb shlom zaman orbach. One should try to do this. Chutz, with the exception, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, with except on these 2 days. Why are these 3 days? Shema Arichin Harbe b'Brachah Shlishit. There's a very long third brach over there, right? Shebehem said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Maspik, it's sufficient. Lamod ad Siyam Hakadosh, until they finish the end of Kedusha. Meidach, on the other hand, at Toras Chaim. Quotes Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, Koser Shagan Bishar Yemois Hashana Lo Nahagu Kain. Even on other days of the year, not the minig is not like that. Okay, that concludes Simin Tzadi Hei.